Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the first video, we learned some tips and some suggestions on how to maximize the month of Ramadan as a family. So I mentioned that we should get together as a family and have a consultation, a shura meeting, have how to welcome the month of Ramadan by having a countdown calendar to designate a place within the home for a masjid for itikaf, calling the azan and the iqamah in the home, decorating our homes and our rooms, and also celebrating the beautiful and majestic Quran by reciting and memorizing and acting upon the Quran. Further advice that we can do as a family to maximize the month of Ramadan, to understand that Ramadan is a time for dua. Ramadan is the month of dua, to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to lift this misery of the pandemic from us, to lift these problems, these trials and tribulations from our lives, from our communities, from our families, so that we can return to the masjid, we can race towards the masjid, we can run towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fafirru ila Allah, run to Allah azza wa jal once this pandemic has been lifted, and hug each other once again and meet each other once again for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it is a time for dua. We can pray for those people who are saving lives in hospitals. We can pray for those people who are struggling to live. We can pray for those people who cannot get to a hospital. We can pray for the vulnerable, for those who are elderly, for those who are poor. Each and every dua should begin by thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for what we already have, and then thanking the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam through abundant salawat upon the Prophet alayhi salatu wasallam, because he is the one who connected us to Allah Azza wa Jal. He is the one who's taught us all of these things. We can ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his forgiveness for our sins, for our shortcomings, for our failings. And after all of that, we can ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for whatever we want. So first thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, praise Allah Azza wa Jal, send durood upon the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, pray for other people, remember other people, your parents, your grandparents, your community, those people who are alive, those people who have passed away, those people who are struggling, all of those people throughout the world. After you've done all of this, then ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for whatever your needs are, for whatever your wants are. Ask sincerely and know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will listen to your dua. وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمُ ادْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, call unto me, remember me, and I will always reply and respond to you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the all-hearing, and he will always respond to what we are saying, and he knows what we are saying. He will decide which du'as are accepted, whether now or whether later. So trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Ramadan is a month of dua. It's a time for dua, not just for yourself, time for dua for your siblings, for your parents, for your community, for your neighbors, for your entire nation, and for the ummah of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and for humanity. So remember and utilize this time in the remembrance and the dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ramadan is also a time for us to reflect and remember those people who are not doing as well as us. They are poor people who have lost their jobs throughout this country and also throughout the world. And they are in self-isolation. 2 billion people throughout the world are just living on $1 a day. That's not just food, that's everything that they have to survive on just $1 a day. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah. We are way better off with so much people, and this is all the ni'mah, the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Most people do not have permanent jobs. They earn on a daily basis. They don't have any other savings or assets. These people who are struggling throughout the world, remember them. Remember those people who are struggling, those people who are vulnerable, those people who are in isolation, those people throughout the world, and try to donate as much as you can in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In a world where the rich are becoming richer and the poor are becoming poorer, misery is increasing for a whole lot of people. And we will not be good Muslims, and we cannot claim to be good Muslims if we do not remember these people within our hearts, within our du'as, and also if we do not change the world for the better and carry out righteous deeds and actions by giving khairat and sadaqat and giving donations as much as we can to those people who are in need. So this is the month of dua, but it is also a month of remembering and action as well, and remembering those people and doing something that we can to help those people as well. Another thing for maximizing Ramadan as a family is to consume less You know, many people, we love our samosa, pakora, our kebabs and a roast and all of these other oily and fatty foods. Once in a while, it's okay, but not every single day. So Ramadan is a month where we learn to discipline ourselves and our consumption as well. So we need to consume less and we need to share more love, share more patience, share more appreciation, but also share food and share our wealth as well. So Ramadan is not just about the food, it's about consuming less and sharing more. We must actually feel the hunger. If throughout the day of Ramadan, of fasting, you don't feel hunger, then you have not achieved the objective of Ramadan. Ramadan is about you feeling that pangs of hunger, feeling that thirst, feeling all of those emotions and feelings and sensations, and then that's when you receive the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you as a family, plan a healthy menu. Don't overeat. Fill your plate with less of what you used to eat before Ramadan. So less meat, less red meat and less fatty foods, and have more healthy foods in the month of Ramadan. Spend less on groceries and try to save more as you can. And the money that you save, give that to food banks, give that to those people who are hungry, give that to those people who are homeless, give it in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in third world countries or wherever you know people are struggling. So at home in the month of Ramadan, as even though we'll be moving less, because with Ramadan, if it was normal Ramadan, we'd be going out and about to the masjid, to our community, to workplaces, to school, but in our homes we'll be moving much less. So it's important for you to rely on a lower calorie intake and have less fatty foods so that you don't put on weight during this Ramadan. So consume less and share more, and take this opportunity to teach your children about discipline and about consuming less and wasting less food and sharing more food in the month of Ramadan. And also remember the prophetic mission, the mission of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, especially in the month of Ramadan, was to live and to maximize his life and to live a more purposeful life. So whilst planning for Ramadan, remember this mission of the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam and realize that he was the most successful individual in the world. That his mission and the mission of all of the prophets sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioned in the Quran, and it was to help people establish qist, establish peace, establish adl, establish justice, establish fairness, establish equity, equality in society. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us, لَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا رُسُلَنَا بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ وَأَنزَلْنَا مَعَهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْمِيزَانَ لِيَقُومَ النَّاسُ بِالْقِسْطِ. Indeed, we have sent messengers with clear guidance, and we have given them and revealed with them books and mizan, the balance, so that people can live in equality, in justice, in fairness, in hope, in peace. So this is one of the main purposes of remembering the life of the Prophet ﷺ in the month of Ramadan, that we're here not just to maximize our life and to enjoy our life, but to live a life of equity, to live a life of balance, of moderation, of love and respect, to live a life of justice and fairness within our society as well. So remember all of those people. Remember the mission of the Prophet ﷺ. Remember the purpose of your life, and it's not just for you to be selfish, but for you to share as much good and khair as you can to all of people throughout the world. So for whilst preparing for the month of Ramadan, remember your fast, remember your sahri, remember your iftari, remember your salah, the 5 daily salah, the importance of maintaining and establishing the daily salah, of establishing the taraweeh. Remember your zakat, the compulsory zakat that you have to give, and also the optional zakat that you can give, the sadaqat, the khairat, the fitran, and all of these other things that you can give lillah in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember all of these spiritual things, these spiritual tools that connect us to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and all of these things in terms of being kind, of being generous, of being respectful, of being merciful, of being patient and looking the other way when people anger you. Remember all of these things, and this will enable you to fulfill the prophetic mission of making the world a better place, making your home a better place, making you a better individual, establishing justice and peace throughout the world. So these are some of the lessons that we can learn in the month of Ramadan and maximize our Ramadan as a family. Remember the prophetic mission, live a more purposeful life, consume less and share more. Remember those people who are in need for our help and give as much as you can. Remember your masjid, remember your institutions, and enable us to serve you by supporting us financially as well. Remember, this is the time for dua, not just for yourself, but for everybody throughout the world, for our brothers and sisters throughout the world. Remember all those people who are in need. Celebrate, remember the Quran, recite the Quran, memorize the Quran, reflect upon the Quran, decorate your homes, call the azan and the iqama, designate a place of i'tikaf and masjid and salah within your home. Welcome the month of Ramadan and get the whole family together. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us all to maximize the beautiful and sacred month of Ramadan as a family. Jazakumullahu khairan.